didn't have that one, so they got 515 tefillahs, and the Baruch Hashem said no. So the 515 times no.
Start your day of the Torah way, Northwest London, Thursday, Lag BaOmer, 18th of Iyar, 19th of May, 33rd day of the Omer, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow, Shlita, Lag BaOmer. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Brody, the first Simchas HaNesuin of Avi Brody and Fegi Reich, which takes place today, Mitzvah Shem. Yer Rotzon Shivnu, Bayis Nemon B'Yisrael, L'Shem V'Lishilo.
Good morning. I normally thank Dudi Itzkowitz at this stage for all his hard work, but today I'm just a little bit bregis at him. It's okay, because he's not here in person, so we can give him a little bit of a telling off. I'm sure he's on his way, if he's not in Meiron. He's watching, yeah. Hi, Dudi. Yesterday, I'm sure there was a fantastic shiur that I did not yet get to listen to, and it was entitled Lag BaOmer. Today, the topic of my speech, I was told, was also Lag BaOmer. So it's a little bit unfair that yesterday, which was very clearly Lamed Beis LaOmer, already we jumped the gun, so to speak, you already started talking about Lag BaOmer. So I don't know what yesterday's shiur was about. If I repeat anything that was said, it's not because I didn't have what to say, it's just because I didn't hear it yet. Perhaps we can be toila the machlekes of whether or not yesterday he was allowed to speak about Lag BaOmer on the following din. In Hilchos Nefilas Apayim Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber says in Sif Vav Nohagu Shalai Lipal Al Pneim B'Chamisha Asa B'Av. The meaning is that you do not recite Tachan on the 15th day of Av. V'Loi B'Chamisha Asa B'Shvat Na on the 15th day of Shvat. V'Loi B'Rish Chodesh. V'Loi B'Mincha Shalafanav. Nor on the Mincha preceding those days. B'Loi B'Chanukah. V'Yesh Omrim Gam B'Mincha Shalafanav. And in the brackets, it's added in V'Chein Nehagin. Continues the Machaber. B'Purim Ein Oifim Na Pneihem. That's the end of the Machaber. In the parentheses, it says as follows: B'lag ba'omer ein neiflin. On Lag ba'omer, we don't say tachnun. Be'erev yom kippur ein neiflin. V'chein be'erev rosh hashanah afilu shachar is quoting the Sefer HaMinhagim. Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel b'Purim haynu b'shnei yomim. V'chein b'Purim katan b'shana mu'uberes. Both days of Purim, both Purim and Shushan Purim, and so too in the Shana Muberes, like we find ourselves now in Purim Katan, in Adar Aleph. Likewise, we do not recite Tachanun. Sidebar, I once heard of Vertel, and I've repeated this beforehand here, but it's been a while. I think it was more than a Shemitah ago, so Shemitah was Meshamet, if you haven't yet written your Prizbal, Keshitas HaMachlekes Rishayim between the Rosh and others, the Shemitah is Meshamet at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year. Regardless, I once heard of Art B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Reisman of Brooklyn, who said that if a guy would know the true simcha of coming to shul on a Monday and Thursday morning, and that there's a bris, and that there's no tachnun, they all become yidden. They wouldn't be able to withstand the temptation. So there's many halachas that are written about I'm not saying tachnun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, V'chein b'lag ba'omer, so too on Lag ba'omer, Milvad be'erev Rosh Hashanah be'erev Yom Kippurim Omer b'mincha shalif neim. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that on Lag BaOmer we also do not recite mincha by mincha time tachnun. Now why is this? If you have these new fancy Mishnah Berurahs, they quote the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Tov Tzad Gimel, who says in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer that Belaila Shel Lamed Gimel Adayin Le Pasku Milamas Tamidei Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva's Tamidim were still dying the night of Lag BaOmer. And therefore, Le Pasku Avilas Ad Lemocher Bayoim Vilachain Oimim Tachnun Betfilas HaMincha Shel Erev Lag BaOmer. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you hold like the Shittas, we know there's three Shittas, the Ber Halacha brings it down in Hilchos Sefiras HaOmer, exactly when they finish dying, which is Tali in the Machlekes between the Machaber and the Ramah, whether or not one stops in Yanei Avelos today or only tomorrow. So if you say that they died still, Lag BaOmer by night, then one should technically recite Tachlim by Mincha Erev Lag B'Omer because they were still dying. Then he says, "V'yesh mekaymis nehagin shloy lomer tachlim b'mincha she'erav lamed gimel l'fisha samechin she'betchilas lelamed gimel pasku avelos v'lochein ein omer tachlim b'mincha shalufanav." Ulefimin hagim mutarm gamkin lehistaper v'lisa v'leil lamed gimel. So very interesting. He wants to say that whether or not one could have taken a haircut or gotten married last night, there's a tshuva nigris moisha if one's allowed to get married last night. But if one would have wanted to take a haircut or a shave last night, it'll depend on this machlaikis. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to hold like that, because if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the mashmayis of the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tav Tzadik Gimel is that one should not have taken a haircut last night. He does bring yesh me'achrenim that are mekel, but the vibes, the mashmayis of the Mishnah Berurah is that he is not such a big fan of taking a haircut last night. So if this would be the lamdas of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, then L'chaira, the Mishnah Berurah, should hold that one should not be saying Tachlon on Lag B'Omer. So if you want to learn like this, L'chaira B'Tali Zebazeh, if you learn that you can take a haircut by night, that would mean to say that you should already stop saying Tachlon beforehand. But if you are saying Tachlon beforehand, then L'chaira, that means that you shouldn't take a haircut at night. So if you go with that Lomas Shulchan Aruch Rav, perhaps it's Tali Zebazeh. I want to read to you from a sefer that's called Minhagim Maharitz HaLevi, which is the Minhagim of my wife's great-grandfather, Yosef Tzvi HaLevi Doner, Rav Doner. And in Perek Tezvav, in Hilchas Lag Bo'emer, he writes as follows. Siper, he would tell over, Shebi'ir Moladtoi Kolon, Nahagu, Shaloi Loimar Tachnon B'Lag Bo'emer, Rak B'Tfila Shachris. Listen to this. The Minig in Kolon, in Germany, was that they only skipped Tachnun Lag Bo'emer by Shachris. Abel b'mincha shalofan of mincha beforehand, uboy b'ayoyim, and mincha on Lag Bo'emer itself, amru, they said Tachnun. Fascinating. So there is a yakish minig to have said Tachnun yesterday by mincha and today by mincha, and to omit it only in the morning. And my great-grandfather explains a beautiful svara, and it just gives you a little bit of a glimpse into the how majestic minhagim are. What would be the reason not to say Tachlon yesterday by Mincha? Okay, so we have this reason of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that perhaps it's totally when they stopped dying. But okay, whether it is or they didn't, most Yomim Tovim, we don't say Mincha the day beforehand, for whatever reason, it's the beginning, it's already setting the tone for the day. So okay, let's say they still were dying. But even if they still were dying, we still have Mitzvah Hayom Kekula that allows you to take a haircut on Lag B'Omer itself. So why should one recite Tachlon beforehand? So he writes as follows. He says that the minig was in these places in Germany and in other towns as well, that they would daven Mincha and Mariv around Plaga Mincha time. And he was worried the following. What happens if you're davening Mincha, Erev Lag B'Omer, and you don't say Tachlon? Reuven turns to Shimon and he inquires of his friend, why didn't we say Tachlon? Obviously not during Kaddish or Chazaras HaShatz, but he said, why didn't we say Tachlon? So he's going to tell him, because today is Lag B'Omer. Shimon will respond back to Reuven's query. Reuven wants to know, why didn't we say Tachlon today? Shimon will respond back, because today is Lag B'Omer. Now, if this took place after Plaga Mincha, there are shittas that say that one is yoytze the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer already post Plaga Mincha. L'chatchila, if you didn't, you could say another bracha. But if you did that, you could say another bracha. But there is a shita that's brought down in halacha that after Plaga Mincha, one has to be very careful not to say tonight or today is such and such a day, because you might come to be yoytze the inyan of Sefiras HaOmer, then you won't be able to count with a bracha. So he says the source of this minig was because in Germany they were davening Mincha Mariv before and after Plaga Mincha, at least in Cologne. And if they would start davening Mincha pre-Plaga Mincha, and then it would schlep over Plaga Mincha, which is okay, as long as they started davening beforehand, Reuven might turn to Shimon and say, how come we didn't say Tachnun? And Shimon will respond back, of course, it's Lag B'Omer today. And he might be already yoitza his chiyuv of sailing Sfira, and therefore the minig was that they said Tachnun so that somebody shouldn't come to be yoitza Sfira Sa'imer. Unbelievable.
won't help you for Lamed Gimel.
It won't help you for Lamed Gimel by day. Why they're not saying Tachanun? It's true. That's what we just asked. He said doesn't it won't help for day. It only helps for night. You have to say a different svar why they're not saying Lag Bayim by Mincha. It's very interesting that throughout Shas we find Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's name mentioned many times, and often his name is mentioned as Bar Yochai, the son of Yochai. In the stanza of the song that we say over and over and over again, Bar Yochai M'shachta Ashrecha, doesn't call him Reb Shimon. It calls him Bar Yochai, the son of Yochai. Why is it that we don't refer to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in his full name? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, just like we have Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Nobody calls him Ben Azariah. What is unique about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that he's coined with Bar Yochai? Keep that thought for a minute. I saw a couple of reasons why we make a fire on Lag BaOmer. Actually, I remember when I was considerably younger, I'm still young, but when I was considerably younger, my yeshiva in America, they made a big bonfire, and a news agency, television crew, came to this big fire. They stopped, they started videoing, and they were asking the boys, the students, you know, tell me, what is this big fire? And most of the boys got up and they started stammering and stuttering, and blah, 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 fire, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They couldn't explain in English, not in the Queen's English, or not in Joe Biden's English, what is the reason that we're making a fire in Lag BaOmer. So very quickly, I want to tell you five reasons, and the reasons why I'm telling you this is not if a news agency will come and ask you, because really I want to get to the fifth reason, because I think it's a beautiful reason. One reason is because in the Idra, which is my Marim of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it says that Bishas Ptirasai of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, there was an Ish HaGdailah that was Shoilet in Chedra Yishar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. There was a big fire that was in his room when he was Nifter, so as a commemoration, as a Zecher to that, we light a fire. A second reason is because we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, which everybody makes note that it's Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Elazar ben Noi, when they exited the Meir, when they left the cave, so kol makom shenasnu bayinei and nisraf, any place that they laid their eyes upon, it got burnt up. So you see that there was a koyach of Esh. A third reason is because it says that there was an amuda dinahayra that was seen during the time of the Ptira of the Gadol Hadar that lived in that generation. And the Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Memhei, tells us that they were the Bnei Aliyah Sheba Oisai Hadar. So we can assume that the Gadol Hadar that was Nifter at that time, that there was an Amud and a Hayra, there was a pillar of fire that was seen, is referring to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The fourth reason, which is probably the most well-known reason, is because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala, the Sodas HaTorah, the Rozei HaTorah, the Torah's Nister, which is Nimshal Le'esh, and therefore we make a fire. The fifth reason, which is, I saw, it's beautiful, and that's what I want to share with you, is a vartel that is brought down in Sefer Agan HaSoyar from Rabbi Avram Ganachovsky. And he says as follows. The Gemara tells us, B'shem Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Noyach Lo La'odom She'yapal Atzma L'kibshon Le'esh, and he shouldn't be Mevayesh Es Chaverim. It's easier, it's better for someone to throw himself into a kibshon ha'esh, into a fiery furnace, rather than be mevayish his friend. You mevayish your friend, it's kilo yohorig nefashos, you're better off to throw yourself into a fire. Says Rabbi Avram Ganachovsky that the reason why we make fires in Lag BaOmer is to remind us of this Maimer Chazal. That noyach le'adam, you should be mapling yourself into that madura, into that fire that you paid money to put oil into. You're better off jumping into that fire than being mevayish your friend. So why is it that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is called Bar Yochai? Now, there's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Olal Amorim. He went up to Shemayim to go and receive the Torah. The Malachim, they were rather unhappy. What was this Homo sapien, this person born of flesh and blood, doing amongst us? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, no, leave Ben Amram alone, because he's going to be the one that's going to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim of their grapple, why is he called Ben Amram? Why don't they call him Moshe? They should call him Moshe. That was his name, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you calling him Ben Amram? Moshe Rabbeinu had many names. You could see a Toiv, whatever his name was. But Ben Amram, that's just being miachasim after his father. So the Maharal says something fascinating. The Maharal says that a person's name defines them. Who you are is what you're called. That's your characteristics. A person historically was named after, let's say, a ma'ir or something that happened. That was their definition. That was something that they were. The last name, Schneerzen. It's because they were sons of the Balatanya, of Schneer Zalman. Their name defined them. That's who they were. The person who was the Schuster, who was the Schneider, that was their definition. So obviously that's with the surname. But when it comes to a person's individual name, with your name says who you are. It tells us certain things about you. It gives us a glimpse into your essence. Zok the Maral. The Malachim came to a time with the Baruch Shalom, why are you giving the Torah to Yilud Isha, this person who's human being, flesh and blood? Because Baruch Hu told them that you Malachim, you are somewhat bound by your Shlichus. You have your job, you have your Tachlis in this world, and that's who you are. That defines you. Rafal, he does Rafua. Gabriel, Michal, they do certain things. That's their job description. That's their raison d'etre. That's who they are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell the Malachim that he was Moshe Rabbeinu, because if you would say Moshe, that limits him to a certain yechalis, to a certain ability. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as the person who's going to give over the Torah to Klal Yisrael, had to be bilti mugvelis. He had to be unchained. He had to be not bound by anything, because he has to be above everything. He's Ein Saif. He's somebody that can be Marbitz Torah la'adarim to all of Klal Yisrael, and there's no end to how much Habatzas HaTorah he's going to have, because he's now giving over the Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. The Torah in itself is Ein Saif, has no end. So Memeila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't define Moshe Rabbeinu. He called Moshe Rabbeinu as Ben Amram. Yes, he happens to be the son of Amram. You have to know how to call him up as an Aliyah LaTorah. But to define him in a name as Moshe, to give him an individual status, that he didn't do. So I was thinking, according to this, we could explain also this Yisoid of Bar Yochai. It's brought down in many, many Sfarim that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is either a Gilgul or a Sharish Neshama or a Nitzatz, not getting involved into the difference between those three things. But easier said than done, but Moshe Rabbeinu has a direct shaykhus to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's already a Davar Muskum, and that's why that many people have a minute that they talk and go to Meiron on Zayin Adar. The three most popular days in Meiron in the year are Lag Ba'omer, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Zayin Adar. And because Lo Yada Isha Kvarasa, because we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, so people go to Meiron Dafka, because in some way you're tapping into the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kumdais, according to this, if Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the Shoresh, the Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Megala to us, the Torah's Nigla, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala to us, the Torah's Nister, so then it's very Gishmak that we don't call Rav Shimon Bar Yochai as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai all the time. He's known as Bar Yochai because he's unlimited. It's perpetual. He's Ein Saif. When it comes to the Torah's Nister, what he did, he's mirroring, he's corresponding to Moshe Rabbeinu. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachim Ben Amram, so we refer also to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai as Bar Yochai. Most of the Torah that is said about Lag Ba'omer is somewhat esoteric. So yeah, let me indulge you for a few minutes in what I've called from certain Sfar Makdoshim. And Avada, all of it is beyond our comprehension, but a small glimpse is very gishmak. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, that famous Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel, where it tells us the whole Hishtalshel Sadvarim of Reb Shimon running into the Myra and running away and hiding for all those years. Reb Shimon was actually from a very chashav a family in Klal Yisrael. So we know there was Reb Shimon, there was Reb Elazar, his son. The Gemara tells us that he had a very chashav a son-in-law as well. His son-in-law was none other than Rav Pinchas ben Yar, the famous Rav Pinchas ben Yar, the story with the Chamar. Rav Pinchas ben Yar, there actually is a girsa that says it wasn't chasnei, it wasn't his son-in-law, but it was chosnei, his father-in-law. So in case you're playing Jewish, you know, mishpachaology, either he was his son-in-law or his father-in-law. But the girsa that we have in front of us was Rav Pinchas ben Yar was his son-in-law. It says in the Zohar, it says that he was his father-in-law, but some want to be misakin that it's just a tois, because the words chasnei and chosnei are very easily interchangeable. So Pinchas ben Yar hears that Reb Shimon is out of the Myra. He's very excited. So he comes to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says, Ayle lebe bane, he brings him into the Beis HaMerchatz. Have a ka'orech le lebisre, he was massaging, combing his flesh. Reb Shimon was for so many years in the cave, and he needed, you know, treatment, he needed this therapy. And as Pinchas ben Yair is doing this, he sees that there are cracks in the skin of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai from sitting in the sand. His skin was cracked and dried out and irritated. And Habakkuk Bachi, Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, began to cry. Kanosu dimas einei v'kamit savchalei. The tears streamed down his cheek and they fell into the cracks of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's body that was split open from sitting in the sand. So Omar lawyer Pinchas Ben Yair says, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Oy li, what was to be Shereisa b'kach, that I've seen you in this state, that you have all these cracks in your body and the tears are falling in and the salt from the solution is burning you. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai responds to him, Ashrecha Shereisini b'kach. Praiseworthy, lucky are you, fortunate are you that you've seen me in this state. She'el mali lo yirasini b'kach. If not for the fact that you've seen me in this state, lo yimotsasa b'kach. You wouldn't have found me imbued with Torah. D'mei kara, because initially, ki ava makshir Reb Shimon Bar Yochai kusha. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai would ask a question, so his son-in-law, Pinchas Ben Yair, would answer him, Tresar Piruki. He would give him back 12 answers. That was pre-Myra era. L'soif, at the end, ki ava makshir of Pinchas Ben Yair, kusha, when Pinchas Ben Yair would ask a question, hava mafarik le rajbi, esrin ve'arba'o piruki. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai would answer back 24 answers. Now, there are certain numbers that we have in Yiddishkeit that we find lots of connections. The number, that was the number 1, and the number 3, and the number 7, number 8, number 13, the number 26, and number 100, 101. But this number 24 is a number that we don't come across so often in the Shalshalas Advarim. So let's talk a little bit about the number 24. The truth is that there is a similar Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Daled Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, who were brothers-in-law, after Rish Lakish was nifter, Rabbi Yochanan said that he's so much missing Bar Lakisha that the Rabbanon, they daven in Noch Nafshei. But in explaining the loss of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan said, have a makshali esrin va'arba kushyaisa. I would ask him 24 questions. Umefariknali esrin va'arba peruke. And he would answer me 24 answers. Umemelo rav chashmaitza. There would be a lot of learning based on the 24 questions that I would ask and the 24 answers that I would respond. So you see that there's this number 24 over here that has to do with these kashas and these terutzim. So what is this concept? So in the Megala Amukas in Parshas Veschanan, I'm going to quote to you from Eifin Mem Gimel 43 and Eifin Resh Ches 208. He explains as follows, based on the pasuk in Bereshis. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the tzela, the rib of Adam HaRishon, and he made Chava. That's where he fashioned Chava from. So the Medrash says, "Vayiven Hashem l'kimas hatzela atzav v'shemitachas charuv echad oishikma achas avila." You think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought her from underneath a carob tree? Ella mishakashta b'chof dalid mini tachshitin acher kachavila. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu adorned her with 24 tachshitim, then he brought Chava to Adam. The Zayam Bereshis says also on this pasuk, "Va'iben Hashem alikimas hatzela." It says, "Va'iben Hashem alikimas hatzela asher lokach min ha'adam va'yivieha el Adam," and he brought her to Adam, Chava to Adam. So the Zohar says, "Va'yivieha" is bigamatria 24, vav yud veiz alafei is 24, which corresponds to the medrash that says there were 24 ki shute kala, 24 adornments, whatever that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu adorned Chava. The Zohar continues in Parshas Acharimos that after the Chet HaRishon of the Nachash, what the Nachash did was, he swapped the 24 Kishut and the 24 adornments that Chava was given from the Bnei Shalom, and he infected her with 24 Mine Zuama, 24 types of Zuama, which is the Mispar of the word Ve'eva, which is what the Torah tells us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Nachash Ve'eva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mesim Eva, he's going to put animosity and hatred between the woman and the snake. Ve'eva, says the Zohar, Ve'eva oshes beincha uveina isha. This Ve'eva corresponds to the 24 Mine Zuama that the Nachash put into Chava and got rid of the 24 Kishutin. The Arizal writes in Lekutei Shras, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama, Arba Avos Nezikin Heim, beginning of Bava Kama. The Gemara says different shitas, how many Avos Nezikin Heim? In Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Tana Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, Esrin Va'arba Avos Nezikin. There's 24 Avos Nezikin. What's this Avos Nezikin? What's he being Moisif? So there is Az Mazber that these Avos Nezikin, yeah, of course, there's main categories of damages, but really, L'chari, we could have put it back down onto the four main Sharei Vavar, Ramav, Vahever. What's the Chiyuv being Moisif? So the Arizal writes that the Chof Dalad Avos Nezikin of Reb Chiya Da Ki Yazel Uma Zeh Oseh Lekim and Kneged the Chof Dalad Kishute Kala Shehem Soid Chof Dalad Tzirufe Shem Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. There's 24 various different Tzirufim of the Shem of Adnus. Corresponding to that are the 24 Avos Nezikin, which is what the Nachash HaKadmoni did the Gan Eden. So, he says that, Namagal Amukah says as follows, he says the whole Avodah that we have, the Meshach, the generations, and Befrat by the Aviseinu HaKadoshim, was to be Mesak in this Pegam, to return the Chav Dalet Kishute Kala, and to get rid of the Zuama from the Nachash. So he says that Avram was busy with this, Yitzchak was busy with this, Yaakov was busy with this, and came the Shvatim, and they were busy with this, but when the Shvatim came and they sold Yosef, the Pasuk tells us that Yosef was Megalgal himself. Vayomer aleihem Megalgal himself. Vayomer aleihem Yosef vayom hashlishi. Yosef told them on the third day. Says the Megal Amukis. Vayomer aleihem Yosef vayom hashlishi is Rosh Hatevis ve'eva. The eva that Nachash had with Chava, which is the Chavdal Kishutin. The eva, that's what Yosef was coming to be Mesaken with the whole Maisa of Mechiras Yosef. That's what Yosef tells them. Miraglam atem liroy says erva ta'aretz basem. He was telling them that you spoke Lashon Hara, which is using the tongue, which corresponds to the Zuhama of the Nachash, like the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Yud Beis, Ufigrechem Atem Yidplu Bamidbar Hazeh, which is what happened because of the Lashon Hara, that the bodies died in the Midbar, they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ufigrechem Atem Yidplu Bamidbar Hazeh, Zak Megal Mukis is Vaita Rosh Hatevis Ve'eva. Because there's this galgul of 24 that's going around that we're trying to be misakin. What comes, the whole point of going down to Mitzrayim was also to be misakin this. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. They were nichshel again in the Midbar when they were moitzi Lashon Hara. But the Pasuk tells us in Shemois, Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh ha'aviv, at that time when they were leaving Mitzrayim and they were going to get Matan Torah and they hadn't yet spoken Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, at that point there was a certain purification of this Eva. Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh ha'aviv is Rosh Hatevis ha'eva. There was a zikuch, there was a purification of that Eva at the time. Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. That Eva we've been misakin until they were Moitzi Diba, and then the Eva again was messed up. Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. I'm quoting to you from the Megal Amukas. Gemara says in Shabbos that when Klai Yisrael came to Matan Torah, Kishamdu Yisrael Har Sinai Poska Zuhamasan. What's this Poska Zuhamasan? So he says this is talking about the Zuhama from the Nachash. The Gemara tells us in the Dar Lamed Chesam Adav that the measurements, the dimensions of every single luach, it was Oirech Vav Tfachim, it was 6 Tfachim long, Rochvay Vav Tfachim, and its Reichav also was Vav Tfachim. So if you take 6 by 6, that means each luach was 12 tvachim. Yeah? So it comes out, says Megal Amukas, there were 2 luchas, shnei luchas. Both luchas was 24 tvachim. What's this measurement? This is the 24 mine kishute kala that they were trying to be misakin. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai. Vayifan vayir, Moshe Minar, ushnei luchas eidus biyadai, luchas ksuvim mishnei evreyem, mizeh umizeh heim ksuvim. Zot Megal Amukas, zeh is Begamachir 12. What's this mizeh umizehim ksuvim? So it means they're written on both sides. This is very interesting terminology. We don't have anywhere else in the Torah. Mizeh umizehim ksuvim? Zak Megal Amukas, zeh is 12, and zeh is also 12. Mizeh umizehim ksuvim. You should know that these luchos, excuse me, it wasn't just 24 in the midas of vav tvachim. The whole concept that you saw that it stood for was chav dalet. He quotes another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis. The hour is running late. Ein l'cha kol peranus u'peranus shabala oilam she'ein ba'echad me'esim ha'arba'a me'echira litra shal egel harishan. That the chet of the egel harishan, no peranus comes to the world that's not 1/24 of the egel harishan. Again, this number 24. Over and over again. In the Parsha Paraduma, which is the kapara for the chet ha'egel, says the Megal Amukas, the Pasuk tells us, v'chol asher yiga boy ha'tame. Anything that he will touch will become tummy. Zak Magal Mukas v'chol asher yiga boy hatame is vaiter Rosh Hatevis the eva. Ayin Shami is many, many things where this eva is being megalgal over and over again. We have the Chav Dalet Elef, Tamidei Rebbe Kiva, the Shnei Masar Zugim, also the number 24, the 24,000 Talmidim that died. Also this number 24 is over, it's been Megagal over and over again. So the Yesod is like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu, so he was Megala to us, the Torah Shebechsav, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai was Megala to us, the Torah Shebaal Peh. When Rav Shimon ben Yochai went into the Myra, there wasn't yet a Bechina of these 24 Terutzim. It only happened afterwards. What happened? He went into the Myra, and he learned all of these Sodas HaTorah. And by doing that, he was Mesakin the Chet, the Zuama. That's why Rav Shimon ben Yochai had to be there without clothing. What's the importance of him being there without clothing? The importance of him being there without clothing is because that's Adam Arishon Koidem HaChet. He's a Bechina of not needing clothing. That's why he was there unclothed. It's good that you saw me like this, because if you wouldn't have seen me like this, I never would have been zoicha to this much Torah. Because when I was in the Ma'ira, I had this giloy of the Sodas HaTorah, which allowed me to go against this Nochash, the 24. So the Chassam Sofer says something amazing. He says, we know that there's the 12 Sha'arim of Tefillah. Every Shevet has their own Sha'ar when it comes to Tefillah. He says also, that's everyone has their own Nosach. If he says that not only are there 12 sha'arim for tefillah, there's also 12 sha'arim for Torah. Chiddush from the Chassam Sofer. There's 12 sha'arim for Torah also. The 12 sha'arim for Torah corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. When Reb Shimon was Megala to them, the Torah's Nister, so then he was just Megala, another facet in Torah, and Torah's Nister, so he was Moisef to them, another 12 sha'arim in Torah. Memela, that's what we have, this number 24 over and over again. This remez, that there was 24 answers, is coming to tell us that there's a tikkun now of this eva, of this hatred, of this animosity that's between the Nachash and Adam and Chava. Rav Shimon ben Yochai came to a certain zikuch of that when he was yotze from the Ma'ira, and when he was Megala to us, the Sisrei Torah, the Sodas HaTorah, and he made us new paths. And if you look into the shyness of this miris that we sing on Lag Ba'Omer, there's starker remazim to these things. And that was what Reb Shimon ben Yochai was telling him. So it comes out, just to be myself, and this will finish, very gishmak. We know the Gemara tells us, the machlekes, whether or not a person has to stop learning in order to go and daven. Yeah? So the Gemara says that you have to be mevatel in Talmud Torah to go and daven. The Gemara is all shayla, whether or not Tairasayim Nasai. The Gemara says, Harvey also came to Lalbi Adam. Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he was Tairasayim Nasai, and he was able to go and learn Torah not to stop davening. So perhaps we can explain as follows. Everybody needs to have this number of 24 to get in, to tap into these Chav Dalet Sha'arim in order to get rid of the Zuama of the Nachash. Again, I'm not a Kabbalist and I don't have flying carpets. I'm just saying Boich Tairas and Svaris, and perhaps we can find the Ma'ar Makom for it. Every person needs to tap into the 24 Sha'arim in order to be Mesakin this Chet of the Adam Arishan, of the Nachash. A normal person, how do you have that? So like the Chassam Sofer says, you have the 12 Sha'arim of Tefillah, and you also have the 12 Sha'arim of Torah. So when a person stops learning to go and daven, he needs to do that because he needs to tap into the other 12. He has 12 and 12. Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he was Megala, another 12 Sha'arim in Torah itself, because he had the Havana in Torah's Nister. So Ken Zayin, that's why Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Dafka Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he was the one who didn't have to stop learning to go daven, because in his learning, he was able to tap into the Chav Dalet Sha'arim Tefillah, Mirtz Hashem Mishol B'Zoicha, to the Oiris, and to the Brochos, Ki Lo Yisrael Shachach, Mifi Zara.